Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 6, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 5, 2002. Nazarene, here's an interesting question. Don't the people in the White House try to stop you? I heard the government has specially trained psychics that used to spy on the Russians and could do some phenomenal stuff. Don't they ever try to use them to drive you out of the White House? Or priests or something?
Oh, come on, Alora. Priests? Really? Give me a break. Tell me another one. But psychics? No, they haven't got any of those left. The previous administration foolishly tried to use them to attack someone they should never have tried to attack, and I'm afraid they were all eliminated. It's a sad situation that anybody's so stupid to do something like that, but the administration was pretty damn stupid. No, Laura, the current administration is pretty smart. They never tried to attack us. They never tried to do anything against us, or if they ever had, the people that they have tried to do it with were so weak that we never even noticed and didn't bother them. No, they don't try to attack us. They leave us right alone. I don't think the government has too many psychics left, and those that are left tend to stay far away from anything to do with us because they know what happened to the last ones and they don't want to end up like them. It's pretty certain that this administration is not going to try to attack us in any way. They're basically good people and they know better. The previous administration weren't good people and they didn't know better. You know what's happened to them. Now, I don't think that we're going to have any problems in that aspect for quite a while. Quite a while indeed. God has shown these people what we can do, and they don't want to mess with us. They really don't want to do that.
Well, I'm glad none of those guys ever came after me. Demetrius always says we could handle them, but I really wouldn't want to put it to the test.
Test, Alora? That wouldn't be a test. They'd end up like Custer did against the Indians, or a minnow attacking a killer whale. They wouldn't have a chance whatsoever. Test? Give me a break.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I want to take this opportunity to recommend Microsoft products. All of Here's Jesus is made on Microsoft products, and all of our work is done on Microsoft products. They are very fine products, and we recommend them to everyone. They're a good company, and the quality of the material that they produce is excellent. When you need this type of thing, use Microsoft.
We're back. Alora is still busy, but she has a question here. God, back in 2002, Jesus told how he was haunting President Bush. Do you feel that those hauntings were a complete failure? Do you believe that they had any success whatsoever? Oh, yes, Alora. Yes, yes, indeed. If it had not been for those hauntings, if my beloved son had not been there when 9/11 came, had already been working with President Bush, got him to take immediate action on Iraq, the world would be devastated right now and probably dying. No, the hauntings were very effective, though we didn't get exactly what we wanted. When the emergency came, we were so entrenched and we had already had contact so much that we were able to influence the situation just exactly the way it needed to be influenced and save the day. Though President Bush will be looked upon as a failure in some aspects in the kingdom of God, unless he straightens up his acts and begins to help us pretty soon, he will still have a very important place in our history, because if he had not acted when he did, if he had not done what he did, the earth would be destroyed. There was no question of it. We were very, very close to it. And President Bush turned the situation around and at least gave us a fighting chance. No, Alora, I don't think the hauntings were ineffective. I think they were very effective.
We'll be back again.